This is The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The Texas Democratic Party leaders are gathering in San Antonio this weekend. They are looking for ways to reclaim their political dominance of the state. But first, they have to find their way back from the wilderness where they have been wandering for over 20 years, a wilderness of losing every statewide race for these past two decades. Well, why is that? What is it about the party of Jefferson that Texans don't want to vote for en masse? We're joined by the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party, Gilberto Hinojosa, to talk about that, and we'll take your calls. The number is 210-614-8980, email us at thesource@tpr.org, and tweet us at tprsource. And Chairman Hinojosa, welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
So why is it that the Democratic Party of Texas hasn't won a race in over 20 years?
Well, as you recall, back in the days of Ann Richards, when we were winning statewide elections, we were getting a lot of conservative Democratic votes to get us over the top on statewide elections. A lot of those conservative Democratic votes left the party and became what they really were. They wouldn't vote for Democrats in presidential elections, but they historically would stay with the party just because their granddaddy did and their dad did. They left the party and went to the Republican Party, and they didn't come back. And the Democratic Party, rather than trying to build the base that they could build to be able to come back to the majority, spent the next 20 years trying to pull those folks back, and they weren't going to come back, and they're not going to come back. Instead of focusing on that part of the base that they had relied upon for primary elections, but they had not grown, which was the Hispanic vote in Texas. And Texas today, Texas is not really a red state. It's a non-voting state. We have the lowest voter turnout of any state in the country. And the primary reason why we have the lowest voter turnout of any state in the country is because we leave close to 4 million Hispanic votes on the table every single election cycle. About approximately 2 million are registered to vote and don't vote. Approximately 2 million are not registered to vote, but are over the age of 18 and U.S. citizens that would be able to vote. In 2008, Barack Obama lost Texas by around 800,000 votes. If you take those 4 million votes that are staying home, and by the way, you know, contrary to what the Republicans tell you, Hispanics are voting for Democrats when they vote, better than 70% of the time. When you increase the percentage of people that are turning out in the Hispanic community, they're voting for Democrats at a much higher percentage than 70%. But they're staying home and they're not voting. If you took those 4 million Hispanics that are not voting and you just took one-fourth of them and got them to go vote, Texas would be a blue state. That's our dilemma. The problem that we've got in Texas is that we've not gotten any help from the national party. Texas is the second largest state in the country, population-wise, and except for Alaska, we're the largest state geographically. You know, the Democratic Party can go into Colorado and they can put a lot of resources and turn it around, or they can go to Nevada, or even Florida for that matter. You know, Colorado has maybe two or three media markets, Nevada, a couple of them. There's 23 in Texas. The amount of money and resources that it would take to start, you know, engaging, registering, and getting these Hispanics that are not voting to go out and vote is enormous. And
so you're saying that the reason why the Democratic Party has not won a race in 20 years is because Latinos don't vote?
Absolutely.
Have you given them a reason to vote?
Well, I mean, I think that that's probably a big part of the problem. You know, in the past when we were working towards engaging people during election cycles, we would go see them maybe a month before the election. We didn't talk to them about the issues that were important to them. A lot of time was spent talking about social issues rather than the kitchen table issues that they're worried about. And so you didn't see Hispanics understanding why it was so important to their families because we weren't talking to them about those issues. That's a narrative, I think, that has changed recently, but there are so many out there in so many diverse locations that it's very difficult with the available resources to be able to reach them. When we've done that, for example, Dallas is a good example, where the Democratic Party in that county made a decision to put all its resources into engaging and getting the Hispanic community to go out and vote. From one day to the next, it turned from deep red to deep blue. There is only one countywide elected official in Dallas County that is a Republican, and that's the DA, and she will soon be leaving that position when they get rid of her.
Okay, so let me ask you. Here we are. We have a new presidential election. Presidential elections are the high watermark for Latino voter engagement, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we have this one individual who's running that seems to be doing wonders for getting Latinos involved in the political process, Donald Trump. Tell me, what's that going to do for you?
It depends. I mean, I think that certainly they're listening to this discussion that is going on with the Republican Party and Mr. Donald Trump. I mean, you go to the coffee shops and the restaurants.
Are you guys like celebrating that he's out there saying all this stuff?
No.
That seems to be electrifying your base?
No, we're not celebrating, because we think that if this guy would ever get elected, the damage that he would do to our country, in particular particularly Hispanics in this country, would be devastating. We're concerned about it. And the folks that are out there in the community are concerned about it. You don't hear these people, Latinos, that are in the restaurants and the coffee shops of Brownsville or McAllen talking about the Democratic primary election. They're talking about Trump, and they're using expletives before they say his name every time.
Well, what's the difference between some of the stuff that Donald Trump has said about the Latino and the community and doing things, and Dan Patrick, our lieutenant governor? There's not a whole lot of daylight between these two guys.
There isn't, but the media is not talking about what Dan Patrick says, and they're talking about what Donald Trump says.
Okay, I'm going to take a phone call really quick. Here's from Ian. Ian, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My stepfather is Jose Angel Gutierrez, one of the prominent lawyers from the Raza Unida Party here in Texas.
A legend.
And he's been for a long time working on engaging Hispanic voters as well, and he's now doing so in Brownsville. One of the interesting ways he was doing so as a professor at UT Arlington was giving an assignment where students had to register 10 of their friends who were unregistered to vote. They didn't have to force them to vote, but get them registered so that they're able to do so. This just goes to show that a lot of people out here do recognize that this is a problem, and there are interesting ways that you can get engaged and start trying to help that out.
Okay, Ian, thank you for the call. And so your reaction, Chairman Hinojosa?
Well, I think she's right. I mean, this is exactly what we have to do. Jose Angel Gutierrez was living in Dallas County when Dallas County turned blue. And he, along with a lot of the Latino leaders in that community, recognized that that's where they needed to focus, in the Latino community. They pooled their resources and they started engaging and registering the Latino community in Dallas County. And you went from taking a woman who was running for sheriff against the incumbent, who was a Hispanic woman who happened to be a lesbian as well, beating the incumbent Republican sheriff, and within 2 years building enough momentum in the Hispanic community to where they won every single countywide election, and then 2 years later they took over the entire courthouse. That's what it took, exactly Judge Gutierrez's stepdaughter just talked about.
Okay, now the caller with Claiborne. Claiborne, hi, you're on the Source, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, my comment is, we've been here, this is our sixth year on Planet Texas. In the time we've been here, three adults in a household, two of them registered voters. One time when we lived downtown on Broadway next to Brackenridge, we got one postcard from the state Republican Party that wasn't even localized. It was a smorgasbord of everybody they were running statewide, nothing about the city or the county and so forth and so on. The only thing we got from the Republican, I got something from the Republican Party, the National Republican Party. We haven't seen anything from the state Democrats. We haven't seen anything localized to Bexar County or San Antonio or anything like that.
Okay.
That's part of why Democrats, why this is a small blue dot in a big red state.
Okay.
Because as near as I can figure out, nobody's reaching out to anybody, and I don't understand that in a house with as many voters as I have.
Okay, Claiborne, thank you for the call. So let me ask you, Chairman, he's basically saying he just registered for vote, or if people in his family just registered for vote, they should have gotten postcards, because that's public information that could have been made available for anyone who's data mining, not hard to do. They should have gotten mailers from the Democratic Party saying, hey, welcome to the party.
Well, you register to vote in Texas. There's a pool of registered voters in Texas that is like, it's the second largest state in the country. It requires resources to identify and send out mailers to every one of those voters. It is very difficult to do that when you don't have the resources. The Republican Party has an unlimited amount of resources in Texas to reach out to voters nonstop, because it's a state that the elected leadership of the state can get the big money donors, the big multinational corporations.
There is big money donors of Democrats in Texas, but that money gets shipped out to...
We're the ATM machine. I mean, look, when Barack Obama was running for president in 2008 and in 2012, he only came to Texas to raise Buko's amount of money. He, I think, in 2008 raised over $60 million in Texas. We haven't had... one-tenth of that money coming from the National Party during that period of time, during the whole, you know, 8 years that he's been president. He did it on one day or one election cycle.
Right. So the people are talking about this fantasy. This is what the people are talking about, that many Republicans are going to vote Libertarian in the general election coming up in November, and that will take away votes. And then maybe if there is a Texas Latino on the ticket with Hillary Clinton, that could turn Texas blue. We've got less than 1 minute, but is that something that seems plausible?
Three things are going to make Hispanics go out and vote. One, if they're scared, one, if they're angry, and one, if they're, and they have some pride. Trump has scared the hell out of them. He's made them angry because of what he said about their families and Hispanics. And if you put somebody like Julian Castro on the ballot, they will have an enormous amount of pride seeing the vice president of the United States being a Hispanic, who will be the next president of the United States after Hillary Clinton. If anything's going to get him out to go vote, that is.
All right. Gilberto Hinojosa is the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party. The party is holding their statewide convention in San Antonio this weekend. Donald Trump is coming to town on Friday to just say wave as he drives past, I guess, to you guys. And that should be interesting energy. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
And the source continues after this.